How are you today? How has things been your end? You know, God is good, and it was really just on my heart today to share that as we continue to look to God, as He is first in everything in our life, when we choose and make that dedicated decision to be His child and to look only to Him, we truly are living the most exciting life. This life, like, even though each day goes by so quick and there's so much that goes on within a day, God is in every detail of that day. And we think, well, I didn't do much very spiritual today, you know. I got up, I went to work, or I looked after children, or I cooked tea. It wasn't very spiritual, but within that, God is within that, because God is with us in every moment, in every second of every day. And the more we become like Jesus Christ, and what that means to become like Jesus Christ is we become more loving, we become more calm, we become more peaceful in situations when our old man used to become really erratic and upset and angry. You know, we have a joy that's deep down within our soul, like deep down, like happiness can come and go. The feeling of happiness, but that joy, you know, that constant joy in the midst of even something so challenging is deep down within us that we that it can never leave. You know, we have that constant peace, that reassurance, that thankfulness, you know, having a heart of thankfulness for everything. Now, we all want so much more, we all desire so many great things. And sometimes them things come instantly, and sometimes they take time. And the reason why they take time is because we're on a learning, we're on a growing, we're growing and we're learning how to be more like Jesus Christ each and every day. Because God doesn't want us to change our individuality, our personalities, and who He's created us to be as an individual. But He does want us to change the former self. You know, He just says, reckon it dead, because I made you brand new. Everything that used to upset you, that used to anger you, that used to worry you, you know, don't worry and be angry or upset anymore. But come to Me and release to Me and be with Me. You know, it says, all you that are worried and heavy laden, come to Me and I shall give you rest. Because God's all about the rest and the peace. And if we're going through something, or we're seeing something, or we're praying for something, and we're not really seeing the result just yet, you know, the encouragement is just to stay at peace, to stay thankful, because God is moving. But we have to do our part as well. We have to do our part by putting Him first. He has to be first above our children, above our family, above our jobs. You know, we have to be going to Him in prayer, in expectation, having a relationship with Him, like speaking to Him throughout every moment of every day, involving Him in your shopping plan, in your activities, in your what you're gonna wear. You know, just involving Him, getting God's opinion on the things that He wants to see and hear in you. You know, like sometimes, it's not all the time, it's very rare, I'm trying to build a habit pattern, I will get two outfits and I'll be like, oh, should I wear this one today, God, or should I wear that one? Like, what's your thoughts? Do I look very good? And I'll bring humor in with it, I'll bring fun in with it, you know, as if I was going to ask Danny or I was gonna get an opinion, you know. And it's not that God's really worried about what we wear and do all them things, but He wants to be involved. He wants us to be in His presence all the time, because He's always in our presence. But do we recognize that we're always in His presence? Are we involving Him? You know, even down to me the other day, going to the shop, we did a little Holy Communion on the Easter, and I was like, God, what bread shall I buy? There's so many different breads here. What bread shall I buy? And then the one that I looked at, the one that I felt peace, because sometimes we won't get a direct answer. We'll just have peace. We'll just have peace knowing that we've gone to God, that we've asked Him, that we've got Him involved. And then on top of that, what happens is we go to Him more and more each day also, like making time for Him. Like, as some of you know, that I used to have a cupboard, you know? So I used to get up and be in that cupboard for half an hour, 2 hours, longer, an hour this morning, an hour at night, you know? However, sometimes I wasn't even talking in that cupboard. Sometimes I had released all my prayers, I'd spoken tongues, and then I was just silent. A lot of my times in that cupboard, now that I think about it, I was silent. I was waiting to hear from the voice of God. I was just knowing that I was in the presence of God. And you don't need a cupboard to know that you're in the presence of God, because we're in the presence of God wherever we are. But it is about really knowing to take away all distractions, all feelings and emotions, and giving God that dedicated time. You know, that if we were going to go to learn something new, or if we were going to do a new exercise or just learn anything, we would put the dedication in to learn it. We would give time, we would give effort, we would be disciplined. And if we have that same mind and heart with God, and we put that same heart, mind and discipline into seeking Him, loving Him, learning from Him, opening up His holy scriptures and reading the stories that He'd worked in many mighty men, praying, speaking in tongues, and being silent, wow, He reveals so much to us. Because there's so much in this life that we're not even seeing. There's so much in this life where we're literally just on the edge. And God don't want us just on the edge. He wants us to supersede our expectation. He wants to supersede our every thought and process, because He is God. And if He could create the world in 6 days, if He could say, let there be light, and there was light, and He, how much greater can He work through us to do these things? But where is our mind? Where is our focus? Are we focusing on all the craziness going on in the world? And we are all very, very busy people. Extremely busy people. There is so much going on. But I promise you, if you pull away for an hour a day and build on that, you know, tell yourself, you know, I'm going to be in the presence of my God. I'm going to give God this time. And sometimes when I used to be in my cupboard, I used to fall asleep also. And then I'd wake up, and then I'd speak in tongues, and then I would pray. So if you fall asleep, you know, it's not about condemning yourself, thinking, oh, well, I didn't do anything. What's the point of that? Because God sees the humility. God sees the discipline. God sees the heart behind what you are doing. So today is a great day. We are living our greatest life. But as we're entering into a new season, not physically like the spring, summer, autumn, winter, but spiritually, God wants us to have a higher expectation on Him. He wants us to have a stronger relationship with Him. He wants us to do it from our free will, as if we were learning something, or in, if we were going, I don't know, like when my niece was learning how to horse ride, we had to be dedicated to take her there a certain time slot. She had to be there on time, you know. It was very all disciplined. And God just wants that from us, but from a pure heart, because we want to, like we want to do these activities. There's no law on it, you know, but the more that we seek Him first, the more that we go to Him, the more that everything we need is added to us, and we don't even have to ask for it. The more that we see His glory and His grace and His mercy and His joy and His everlasting hope manifested in us and then manifested in others. You know, my heart is to reconcile all men and women back to God. And I do that through being in relationship with God. You know, going to Him, being in His presence, worshipping Him, loving Him. And so it's just really, really great. So my encouragement today is to go to God. Make the time for God. Go to Him in prayer. Go to Him in silence. Go to Him in speaking in tongues. You know, even if it means that you have to, if you've got busy lives and you've got children, even if it means that you have to say, I'm just popping to the shop for, I'll be back in half an hour, and you just go and drive up the road and be in your car. But do it with a joyfulness in your heart. Do it with a cheerfulness. Do it because you want to, not because you're told to. And you will see and reap the benefits. You will see the power of your mighty God do things that you never even thought or dreamed were possible. Your prayer life will go from being a 5-minute prayer in the morning to hours upon hours upon hours of prayer and love and relationship with your God. And wow, when you get to that place and you build upon it, God is just so happy. He is just so thankful. And that's what our jobs are about, really, is to make our God happy. He makes us happy each and every day. He's given us everything. So how much more do we want to make our God happy? Not that we have to do anything to do that, because we've already made him happy by accepting Jesus Christ. But if you were in a relationship with your husbands or your partners or your children, you wouldn't go all day without talking. You wouldn't go all day without asking their opinion. You wouldn't go all day without involving them. You wouldn't go all day without wanting them in your presence. So think of these things when you think of your mighty God. And this just come out today. So I hope this really blessed you. And I love you. And I love God very much. So enjoy your day.